Blog Talk Radio.
This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word.
Greetings, Saints. That's a song by Kevin Lazar, and it's titled Your Destiny. We're going to go now to a pre-recorded message. Last week we were talking about grace without limits, and I want to continue that thought from the subtopic of forgiveness, and this is a pre-recorded message that is done locally on the subject entitled Grace Without Limits. You can listen to the entire message. Go to the YouTube channel and then type in my name, Keturah, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, and last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S, and then type in the title Grace Without Limits. And I just want to caution you, there are several Keturahs out there on YouTube. So you want to look for the African-American teaching the lesson on this subject, the purple scenery. Without any further ado, let's continue the teaching on grace without limits, and we're drawing your attention to forgiveness.
Forgive him of this deed. And he said that the punishment was being projected on him was sufficient. He had it coming. The power right in the head, weeping. Not wanting the Corinthian people to get trapped by the trick of unforgiveness, knowing that the adversary would be able to get a wedge in there, and then that brother who needed to be forgiven would be overcome with sorrow and not be able to be reading here, verse 11, the least Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Unforgiveness is a device. Glory to God, but you got to work at it. God's been really working on me with this. Working on me, getting me to be quick to forgive. You know, it's like the spinach and the broccoli, the vegetables of life. We don't want that, you know what I'm saying? But it cleans you out and it keeps everything liquid and moving.
Okay, now, you know what, I
further. Because this is a woman at the well. And a lot of us know the story, but what I like about this story is this woman at the well, she was outcast. And she used to come to draw water, but she wouldn't come out to get the water during the cool of the day when the other women would come to get their water for their families because she was a sinful woman. So she would come out to draw her water in the heat of the day. At 3 o'clock, you know, when nobody at the well, but there was no one there to condemn her and judge her of her ways, you know, because she was crooked. And so here Jesus, let me go back up here, let's go to verse 10. And Jesus said unto her, the story goes even further. Let's go to verse 7. He said, there come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. And for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you being a Jew as drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Here it is, another situation like what we're dealing with so much of today, the racism. It's been since the biblical time, and it's going to be probably till Jesus comes. It's going to be. But I believe we can deal with it better than what I'm seeing being done. I believe that our government could do something about the terrorists that's in our country, you know. But anyway, back on the subject here. So in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is, then say to thee, give to me drink. You would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou knowest, y'all have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And the verse 20 said, for art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us of the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be to him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hang on here. And so in verse 15, and the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. In our vernacular, we would have said, you lied. But anyway, in verse 18, he said, when thou hast had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. And that said, you truly, for she was living in sin. She was shacking up. And so in verse 19, and the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. And our fathers worship in this mountain. And you said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me that the hour come when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. So at that time, the salvation was that it was for the Jews. Mm-hmm. But now we're under grace. Thank God for grace. Glory to God. When we were outcast, we were not included in the plan, but thank God for grace. That virtue that came from God, that unmerited favor that came from God, forgave us as it did with this woman here. Now she was not in deserving of the Spirit of God, the living water of God. He said salvation is unto the Jews. When you receive the Spirit, you have received salvation. going to cover, but I really want to get to the book of Romans, because Romans talks about justification. And the word justification means to be justified, made right, just as if you never sinned, just as if you had nothing wrong. Now, we've been talking here today. The title of the sermon is Grace Without Limits. We've been focused.
Saints, we got to go. Please log on to the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Click the TV link, and there you can watch television programs that you may have missed in the past. Also, you can finish listening to this message on the YouTube. Please go to youtube.com, and then when you click on the YouTube channel, just type in my name, Keturah, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, then my last name, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, and then type in Grace Without Limits, and I'm the African-American woman in purple teaching on the lesson. I have to clarify that because there's multiple Keturahs on YouTube. Also, on the website, grab podcast so that you can enjoy lessons taught here locally on the local radio station. Click on the mic and get those details there, or click the RSS and subscribe to my podcast. Please don't forget to share the link, the YouTube link of this lesson or this Blog Talk Radio link of this lesson on your Facebooks, with your friends, with your families. Help me to spread the word on the subject of grace without limits. And you'll see the Blog Talk tab on the website. When you click on that Blog Talk tab, it will open, and there you will get all the details about what's going on with Inspirational Corner Online. I love you. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.
Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test. It's everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get.